Have I made too much of this? What on earth is wrong with wanting to help people, even institutionalizing the helping urge so it becomes more reliable? Just this. The helping equation is not as simple as utopians imagined. I remember the shock I felt on many occasions when my well-meant intercession into obvious problems a kid was having were met with some variation of the angry cry, "Leave me alone," as if my assistance would actually have made things worse. It was baffling how often that happened, and I was a well-liked teacher. Is it possible that there are hills that nature or God demands we climb alone or become forever the less for having been carried over them? The plans of true believers for our lives may well be better than our own when judged against some abstract official standard. But to deny people their personal struggles is to render existence absurd. What are we left with then besides some unspeakable Chautauqua? A liar's world, which promises that only if the rules are followed, good lives will ensue. Inconvenience, discomfort, hurt, defeat, and tragedy are inevitable accompaniments of our time on earth. We learn to manage trouble by managing trouble, not by turning our burden over to another. Think of the mutilated spirit that the victims of overprotective parents carry long after they are grown and gone from home. What should make you suspicious about school is its relentless compulsion. Why should this rich, brawling, utterly successful nation ever have needed to resort to compulsion to push people into school classes, unless advocates of forced schooling were driven by peculiar philosophical beliefs not commonly shared? Another thing should concern you, that the consequences of orthodox mass schooling have never been fully thought through. To show you what I mean, consider the example of Sir Humphrey Davy, inventor of the coal mine safety lamp, after an 1812 explosion in which 92 boys and men were killed. Davy's assignment to the honor roll of saintliness came from his assertion that the sole object of his concern was to serve the cause of humanity, a declaration made credible by his refusal to patent the device. Let nobody deny that the safety lamp decreased the danger of explosion relative to older methods of illumination. But the brutal fact is that many more miners died because of Davy's invention. It allowed the coal industry to grow rapidly, bringing vastly more men into the mines than before, opening deeper tunnels, exposing miners to mortal dangers which fire damp is only one, dangers for which there is no protection. Davy's safety lamp brought safety only in the most ironic sense. It was a profit enhancement lamp, most of all. Its most prominent effect was to allow the growth of industry, a blessing to some, a curse to others, but far from an unambiguous good, because it wasted many more lives than it saved. Serving the cause of humanity through forced government schooling may also turn out to be a stranger matter than it appears, another Davy lamp in a different costume.